8.
Are you building snowmen, perchance? Once again, the Northeast slammed with a bit of the white stuff. And here we are at the top of the show talking about Mother Nature once again. Doesn't it seem like it's that same old thing? And the reason is because Punxsutawney Phil over the weekend told us we were going to get 6 more weeks of winter. Is that okay with you, or does that just make your tummy hurt? I was going to say your stomach churn. Either way, it's the same thing, however you describe it. You can tell, perhaps, that I've got a bit of the cold again. I've been really hit hard this winter because of all the temperature changes, without a doubt. So that's where we start. Kate Delaney, ATN, definitely navigating through some interesting water during this first hour, including Chris Christie saying, I got nothing to hide. We're cooperating with the subpoena. Let's see where it goes. But in the meantime, his bodyguard in trouble for shoplifting. The guy cannot catch a break if he is totally innocent of the whole bridge lane closure thing. He's taken a big beating for not just that, but a slew of other things. And the people around him are just falling like drooping plants because of the freeze in Florida. Just when you think you have hired good people. Maybe that's what it is. Maybe he's bad at hiring people. Who knows? And the Super Bowl makes the top of the fold. The Wall Street Journal, I don't know why, not because it was exciting, 43-8. It was pure domination by the Seattle Seahawks. Nutty is what it was. Denver didn't come to play. But yet, people watched because the Super Bowl broke a record for television viewers. If I asked you to guess how many people watched the Super Bowl, what would you say? If I was just guessing and didn't know the actual number, I would have said, because I knew it would be high, because the hype and the parties and all of that, I would say it'd be about maybe 100 million. It was 111.5 million viewers, even though it wasn't one bit competitive. It shows you, though, how live events like the Super Bowl, how big it is and how big sports is for television. Because we have such fragmented viewers, I think. There's that whole serial watching. And there's so many channels, it's ridiculous, isn't it? I think it's like going to Fridays and the menu's too big, you don't even know what you're looking at anymore. We have this thing called Roku, and you plug it into the back of your TV, and you get Amazon, television, Netflix, all these other things. You couldn't possibly watch all of the shows. Or you would never leave your house. You would be the ultimate couch potato. But the Super Bowl was an event, and I guess I think that's what the reason why. Because of the parties and the people getting together, even if they're not big football fans, it's an American pastime and beyond. 111.3 million. How about that? I'm surprised, I have to say. The blowout, if I were a Fox executive, and there you only care about money. You might not even like what's on the air. It doesn't matter. You care about the people watching. I would have been worried that some people would tune out, especially by the fourth quarter. So I wouldn't think there was going to be any kind of a ratings record. But there was. They also say an average of 528,000 people watched the live internet stream of the game. And tweeting was huge. Over 24 million people tweeted about the Super Bowl. Of course, what they tweeted, maybe a little bit negative, I don't know. Downton Abbey had 6.8 million people watching. That's down from the over 8 million that watched when the season debuted. PBS was pumping it on social media sites whether people wanted to watch Downton Abbey or the game. So I guess we got the answer to that. As I am a fan of that show, by the way. But, of course, what do? You tape it. You tape it. Anyway, that's a big number worth talking about at the top of America tonight. Another big number is what's going on with the Dow. You know, we talk about dollars and cents here on the show. 320 points, largest drop in 7 months. There have been a lot of predictions that the stock market was going to take a hit because it was smooth sailing for so long, it seemed. A little bit of a hiccup here and there. But 320 points, that's the biggest one-day loss, as I said, in 7 months. Stocks lower after the declines in what we saw in Europe and Japan. This is why it's like standing at the craps table. One day you're up, one day you're down, one day you're really down. But it's important because I know many of you have part of your life savings tied to the stock market. I think it's about diversifying, and I say this all the time. I'm not a financial advisor. I just try to school myself in as much finance as I could because I had to flip over a 401k. I wanted to be able to make the decisions myself. So, you know, some gold. Gold, I think, is a good investment. Some stocks, but you got to watch them like a hawk. So that's not good. That means that probably what happens is the signs that we're seeing were pretty true, that we were going to see the market volatility really rise. And if you look at the stocks, which I was looking at the ticker, Pfizer and CarMax actually gained on the day. And they think cold weather, because it's all about negative news, and I mentioned that some of you probably aren't thrilled by the news that Punxsutawney Phil saw his shadow and we're going to have 6 more weeks of winter. But they think that cold weather is a problem. It's such a problem for the economy that it's hitting the market because the frigid temperatures, shipments delayed, factories having to shut down, construction a little bit in trouble because of, in some places, odd temperatures. That's affecting what we're seeing on the stock market. I mean, there's no question anything negative is absolutely going to sway the market. And you might have seen this, I don't know, but Bill O'Reilly did an interesting interview with the Prez before the Super Bowl. And I have to say, a day later, Obama says he was kind of blindsided by O'Reilly. But I think O'Reilly actually did a really good job taking it to Obama. I mean, just opening up the gates for the IRS controversy, healthcare, the attack on the American consulate in Benghazi. Of course, why not? He agrees to the interview. It's a free-for-all. That's what O'Reilly should have done. But they really, really clashed over Benghazi. We're going to talk about that and some other things, some odds and ends on the flip side. Join me, please. Of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado, and to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw-free enterprise, or is our monetary unit, we call the Federal Reserve Note, forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
There's nothing you can do that can't be done. Nothing you can sing that can't be sung. Nothing you can say, but you can learn how to play the game. It's easy. Nothing you can make that can't be made. No one you can save that can't be saved. Nothing you can do, but you can learn how to be you in time.
I think know by now that I probably picked up this little treat because I traveled to Grenada and I had a chance to spend some time with some people from St. George's University. It's a medical school there that's pretty impressive, I have to say. And they taught me a lot about viruses. So this would be the influenza virus that you're hearing right now. In other words, because as humans we move so much, through airplane travel, people moving locations. We used to stay with our own tribes a long, long, long time ago. And then when we started to explore, like Columbus, etc., that's when other viruses were introduced into the world. And the common influenza is what happens when people hack up on each other. And that's why you see so many people that wear the masks. A lot of Asians, when they travel, wear the paper masks over their mouths because they don't want to take the chance of catching a cold or any possible virus they could pick up while they're traveling such far distances. So it's pretty interesting. I'm going to talk with Cal McPherson. We're going to let you hear that at the tail end of this hour when he actually had me in a lab looking through a microscope at some pretty crazy things, including a mongoose. If you know anything about mongooses, that had rabies. And you look through a microscope and you realize just how tiny these particles are. I mean, anything from influenza on down. That's why the tests you have to take that are such a pain, you know, where we're waiting for results, because you can't see some of these cells, you can't see these viruses to the naked eye, of course. You have to look through a microscope, and the more powerful the microscope, of course, the better usually you'll see something, particularly the tiny, tiny varieties of things. So I'm going to let you in on that little lab experiment for a few minutes at the tail end of the hour. So as we dipped in our toe at the top of the show, I talked a little bit about the weather, but what's interesting is that we're just getting pounded with the stuff, right? Whether it's the Midwest and the crazy chill factor where it feels like it's 20 below, 30 below, 40 below, whatever. And you might be used to this. I mean, I love it when people dismiss it and say, well, we're used to it, but it's not the same as when you get the daily pounding, day after day, week after week, week after week. And listen, you're listening to me in the Dakotas, you're listening in Iowa, you're listening in parts all over the Midwest, and you know exactly what I'm talking about. Of course you're used to winter temperatures, but this is just, it just seems insane to me. It's like when people talk about hot, 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 hot. Texas a couple of years ago, when we were pounded by 100 degrees plus for how many straight days? Almost a month. And that's what people were talking about. How hot is too hot? How cold is too cold? Then you just reach a limit where it's time to go on vacation. It's time to go visit grandma in Florida. Or take your friends, get in the car, and just head for someplace that's at least a little bit warmer. Well, speaking of the heat being turned up, the heat was definitely turned up on Obama and the spat that he had over Benghazi with Bill O'Reilly. I mean, whatever you think of Bill O'Reilly, he asked the questions that he was going to ask, and his question actually, I didn't think was that pointed, but it's a hot topic for this administration, particularly with Hillary Clinton running in 2016, because there's that give-back factor. So anytime Benghazi comes up, anytime that happens, it's not a good moment for the Democrats, especially when it concerns the future political offices being held by Democrats, whether it's the midterm elections or Hillary Clinton. And frankly, I think Hillary Clinton is the big thing because she's already trying to kind of push that out there, get it away, and just get it out and not have to deal with it when it comes to actually running. So O'Reilly was pretty aggressive and he was pretty challenging. I mean, this was a quick interview. It was a 10-minute interview. So he had to get everything in, or he was done. So I give him credit for just trying to wedge it all in there. And O'Reilly kept trying to find out whether Leon Panetta had told the president that the assault was a terrorist attack. He kept interrupting, and the president finally said, "Bill, I'm trying to explain it to you if you want to listen." And the president brought up Fox and said it was because of Fox and said that, O'Reilly said that your detractors to Obama believe that your campaign didn't want the true Benghazi story out. They believe it's because folks like you are telling them that, is what Obama said, saying that it was inaccurate. But really, the short time probably also helped the president. And at the end of the interview, after this boom, 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 healthcare, Benghazi, everything, hitting him on everything, at the end of this really tiny, tiny interview, he says, "I think your heart is in the right place." That's what O'Reilly said. Adios, your heart is in the right place. But I think anybody who's a big fan of the president's is going to think that O'Reilly's a jerk and that he was wrong, he was unfair, and he was way overbearing. But I think it has nothing to do with Fox. In all honesty, I think he did a pretty good job with a short window of time with the questions that are going to evoke controversy, but are things that people want to hear the answers to. So I would say that he did pretty well. And I would also say that the president knows how to dance around that, and he did it. He did what he had to do. So they knew this was going to come out this way, right? And they knew there was going to be a lot of interest in this. So, you know, there you go. He answered the questions. He answered the questions, and O'Reilly, I think, got him down on the mat, as they say. I think he pinned him down, and good for him. Because that's what happens. You got something live, you got a short window. I think he did what he had to do. You might disagree. In fact, if you do, and you did hear that, call. I want to hear your thoughts. 855-266-5283. 855-266-5283. By the way, there was also another thing, and Fox is talking a lot about this, and we've talked about this a ton on America Tonight, the Keystone Pipeline. I'm a fan of the Keystone Pipeline. I get total abuse by a lot of people I know for saying that, because even some of the more conservative people I know don't like the idea of the Keystone Pipeline. But I frankly like it with responsible checks in place. So the president did tell Bill O'Reilly that he's waiting to get the stamp of approval from the State Department for the project. And that was probably a good way to get around that, because it's true, he can toss it off into that corner. When originally we had the environmental studies, and it was all kosher until there started to become people who were made aware of what was happening with this pipeline, didn't like it, and started to protest. So he bowed down to the environmentalists, even though his own secretary had signed off on it. But that's ancient history, because that's well over a year and a half ago. So we'll see what happens with the Keystone Pipeline by the time the president leaves office. Will it be in play? I mean, there's a great what-if question. And, you know, is it that we have other things in play anyway, and maybe some of my conservative friends aren't totally off the mark? I think it creates more jobs. I think it is a necessary thing that the United States should be a part of, to not let that oil go the other route and go to the Chinese. Ultimately, I think it benefits us. All right, we're fishing. We're looking for some big ones. Talking about an actor and a surprise death next on ATN.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-807-8284. 1-800-807-8284. That's 1-800-807-8284. 1-800-807-8284.
We are America's largest independently owned communications network. GCN.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets.
But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $29.95 with free shipping. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Now you can get the same survival food U.S. Special Forces use on their toughest field missions. High-protein, high-energy, freeze-dried foods known as long-range patrol rations or LRPs. Soldiers love LRP rations. They're lightweight and easy to carry. Easy to prepare by just adding water. Easy to enjoy because they taste great. Civilians love LRPs as a solution for emergency preparedness and recreational activities with limited storage space, such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel. Veteran-owned Freeze Dry Guy is your exclusive source for this 2013 U.S. military overrun. Long on nutrition, these delicious entrees have a long shelf life lasting decades. But this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on now to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
Question: could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer: yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Made.
Not by me.
I've been with the company for 24 years. I was posted in Greece for 15. Papandreou wins that election if I don't help the junta take him prisoner. I've advised and armed the Hellenic army. I've neutralized champions of communism. I've spent the past 3 years learning Finnish, which should come in handy here in Virginia, and I'm never ever sick at sea. So I want to know why I'm not going to be your Helsinki station chief.
Your course.
Excuse me.
For Helsinki, I need someone with diplomatic skills. You don't have them.
Is that right?
That's a little snippet of Philip Seymour Hoffman, dead at the age of 46. He was found unconscious in the bathroom of his fourth-floor apartment in New York City about 11 o'clock on Sunday morning. A big surprise to a lot of people, other than the people who knew he had a secret. His secret was he had a serious drug addiction. And he had talked about it before, but not to the point where people realized, I think, how much heroin he was involved with. They found him with a needle in his arm. Now there's a lot of discussion about tainted heroin, and was that part of the problem here? I mean, obviously, 60 movies since 1991. He was a well-liked chap from the point of view of fellow actors and directors and people in the movie business. He leaves behind 3 children, and that's one of the brutal parts about his death. 3 kids left without a father, and a lot of questions surrounding his death. In fact, here's what Harry, a lot of celebrities, of course, reacting to it, and celebrities who knew him. Here was Harry Connick Jr.'s comment.
We lost one of the greats. One of the greats. It's very, very sad.
We lost one of the greats. I would say acting-wise, absolutely. But what was the deal with the heroin? I think the questions about that are kind of curious. Matt, what do you think? You were a fan of Hoffman's work.
Yeah, and it's upsetting, too, because he was in development with a lot of different... He had a couple movies. He had a new show with Showtime that I guess is never going to see the light of day now. And he was one of the better character actors with...
Yes.
I can't remember anything that he was in where it wasn't fabulous. Like, his work was awesome. I mean, Pirate Radio, Talented Mr. Ripley, that clip we had right there is from Charlie Wilson's War.
It was great.
He was never... I don't think... There was a couple movies, I think it was called, what was it, The Savages or something like that, that he had that he was a star in. But he was usually like a secondary character, but it was just awesome what he would do with that work.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, think about even Hunger Games. Great in The Hunger Games and his role there. Capote, he was excellent in Capote. In fact, he was up for a Best Oscar nod. And he played Ron L. Hubbard. Kind of Ron Hubbard. The movie The Master, he was great in that. He could play all kinds of roles. From the acting point of view, there is no doubt he was a star. He was a great character actor. And now there's nothing but questions surrounding that whole thing with heroin and synthetic heroin and what could have happened there. And they've got, it looks like, what some people are saying is that he was on the streets buying heroin from some messengers, and they were trying to find when he had stumbled into a store, but they had no surveillance camera, so they had no video of that. He had gone to an ATM and taken out a whole bunch of money, and the reports are kind of muddled, but they're saying they found 50 to 70 bags of heroin, so he was into the stuff for sure. Pete in Texas, you have the floor. Hey, Pete.
My God, I have got to get out more often. This guy. Y'all have talked so many movies, but excuse me, first time I was in The Sin of a Woman.
Yeah.
He was one of the kids that did the water balloon stuff.
Yep.
And then I saw him, and this is when I knew he was going to be awesome. I saw him in Twister when he was talking about the suck zone.
He was good in Twister. I have a copy of Twister. He was excellent in that, yes.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And that's when I knew that dude was going to be something because he was so intense.
Yep, I agree.
You know, and
too bad.
He's always been a good supporting actor. And when he started talking about the suck zone on the tornado, that just was just wild.
Yep. I mean, his work will stand, but sadly, he is gone.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Mm. Those three little kids, you know, that's got to just be depressing as hell.
That's what I think. You think of little kids and losing a father and how tough that is. I mean, I lost my father when I was 7. It's something that you carry with you for the rest of your life.
Yeah, and he was so smart and intense in his craft.
Yep. Yeah, I agree. I agree. Big loss, no doubt.
But anyway, that's a little bit. Ball bounces sometimes. You get a dope, man. Just carries you away.
Yeah, especially that, you know, the drugs that we have floating around now with the synthetics and everything else, the damage and what's happened to families and kids.
Yeah. I always thought that, you know, that's what high school and junior high was for, experiment with that crap. But I guess it's just so intense now, such a high that you just can't get away from it.
Yeah, that's what I think. I think it gets a hold of you and you live or you survive, but you're just surviving for the next high. And then once you have the money and you can afford the kind of habit, obviously, he had, it gets worse, and it's a tough thing to break. And it just seems to have gotten worse, I think, Pete. Thanks for the call. How about Tomas in Michigan? Hello, Tomas.
Well, Well, how are you doing there, super lady?
I'm good.
If I was Justin Bieber's manager, showing him pictures of the body that was in rigor mortis, sitting on the toilet with a needle in his arm. And I tell him, Justin, this is you. If you keep doing what you're doing, guaranteed. Maybe that'll help him, you know, and because, he's looking like the Denver Broncos, you know, in the first quarter.
Yeah, he's doing stupid things too, and he's out of control. He's doing the thing with. It's like the money thing. He withdraws $75,000. He's just giving it to people running at strip clubs, buying drugs, or getting drugs from somebody, or whatever it is. He's on that road. You're right.
And, another road that we're on is the end of the QE, the printing of money. Supposedly, they're going to be reducing that. $10 billion every month. And you know... People don't realize how huge that is, unless, of course, you look at the Dow. You know, because in the last 3 months, it's gone down. I think 1,300 points.
It has.
When you take they were printing $1 trillion a year, okay, and just to put that in the ballpark. The whole budget for the United States for 1 year is $4 trillion. Okay, so that's 25% of the whole budget. Now I don't know where the money was going to, but I tell you, I bet you a lot of it was going into the banks and then into foreign investment. And if that dries up, you know, Brazil and Russia and all these other BRIC countries, if you look at them. You know, if you look at the stock market, everybody's making money off of the bear ETFs. You know, they're betting on because nowadays you can make money when the stock market goes down really easy. You just put it in an ETF that bets on a something going down. And I looked at an ETF screen. You know, the only thing that's making money now is natural gas. Nothing
yes. Else. Natural gas is look, in the State of the Union address is the one thing that the president mentioned that I completely agreed with when he was talking about the value of natural gas. There's no doubt about it. And some people are also making money because it's in their backyard. Yes.
Yeah, well, you know, it's I'm waiting for some reporter, maybe something on the Drudge Report to start connecting dots. Now, you got the Chinese, remember when they advanced that air defense zone out into the Pacific? And then all of a sudden, like 100 officers that are in charge of intercontinental ballistic missiles of the United States being fired. And I tell you, there's someone who had a top secret SI clearance. Okay, they can take that away. Just if they don't like the way you sneeze, they can take that away. You know.
Yeah, you're right.
They don't really need much of a reason. Really. It's just. You're out cutting grass or something, you know.
that's right. Yeah. It's pretty easy to cover that up. You're right.
And, yep. You know, if you put these things together in China, you know, seeing all the money that they invest in the United States turning into paper tigers because, you know, that we keep printing money and we give them back useless cash or whatever. Something is going to happen this year. You don't take $1 trillion out of the economy without something happening.
Yeah.
I don't know. What have you heard about the QE, Kate?
What you said, that it's being reduced. You know, now you have a new Federal Reserve chairwoman, as you know, Janet Yellen, and she's not taking the approach that Bernanke took. So supposedly it's what it is. Is just what you see, that we're not going to print any more of that money with nothing backing it. But the question is a valid one. So what does that mean? Where is that all going, and where did it go before? Really good question. We don't know the answer or the road to it. But China's not a bad place to look. We better start digging for it. I'm thinking now.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
America Tonight. To finish up with the Philip Seymour Hoffman conversation, if you look at the research or the numbers, the sad numbers, 95% of the heroin that is now smuggled into the United States actually originates in South America, sometimes Mexico, and the fatal heroin overdoses have increased. This number is staggering, 45% from 2006 to 2010. There have been over 3,000 deaths reported this year, and they think the numbers are going to continue to rise. And younger, there's black tar heroin. I used to hear about this in the high schools, which is crazy. And it's taking its toll on a lot of young people. He was 46. He had the money to be able to purchase what he wanted to get, but not how, you know, not what that, what was inside that heroin. And, of course, abuse of it could lead to death anyway. Whatever it is that you do to your body, eventually taking a toll. And if you're taking other things, what happens is sometimes, as a doctor explained to me once, somebody who starts out abusing something like oxycodone, for example, then they graduate to the hard stuff. So this isn't a surprise. We know if you chase the chain, right, then they end up maybe in heroin. And they build up a tolerance to that. And that's the thing that they rely on. So they buy more and more heroin, and they can get it pretty cheaply on the black market. So this might have been the demise of Philip Seymour Hoffman, what he was getting, and the abuse of it, the availability. And what is the availability of high purity heroin on the street level? And the fact that it's being abused by younger and younger people is just crazy. And they suspect that perhaps the heroin he had, and this is what they're trying to figure out, might have been laced with fentanyl. And then that would have done the damage for sure. But he had the history of substance abuse. So the fact that he was found, as Tomas described it, I mean, this would be the thing to show people. He was in the bathroom with the syringe stuck in his arm and 50 to 70 bags, small bags of what was looked to be like heroin was there at his house. I mean, how sad is that? We'll see what this autopsy ultimately shows us. All right, so there I was in Grenada at a virologist conference, which was completely fascinating. The things that I learned and the things that I'm going to bring back to this show were just amazing. Some of it pretty scary, but worth knowing and arming yourself with some of the facts and looking at what you can do to protect yourself. We had the run of West Nile virus. I talked about it in the great state of Texas and how many people were affected by that. And all the arguments over spraying and what about, you know, anything you could do to get rid of the standing water and where these mosquitoes would ultimately turn up and how frightening it was to have neighbors down the street who died because of a mosquito. Because ultimately that's what happened with West Nile virus, not too far from where, I set up shop here on America Tonight. So I had the fortune to spend some time with Dr. Cal McPherson, and this is a guy who's been to 50 countries, lectured in 50 countries. I mean, you know, pick the place because he's so brilliant. Africa, Asia, the Caribbean, South America, of course, the United States. He worked in various positions with the World Health Organization, and just, you can tell, not only does he obviously know his medicines, not only does he know his science, is probably the better way to say it, because he knows about parasites and epidemiology and all that kind of stuff, and has the massive degrees from, you know, all over the place, but he gets it. He knows how to break it down in layman's terms. So we were in a lab, and I want you to hear part of the discussion as we talk about a specific kind of mosquito and what happens. Take a listen to this.
Well, this is Ascaris. It's one of the largest parasites on the planet, and about 1.2 billion people have them. And it's a disease, it's called a neglected disease of poverty. It's one of the neglected tropical diseases. It's spread by people who are infected, pass out eggs in the feces, and these eggs get into the environment. And after a few weeks, they become infective, and then people ingest the egg with the fully formed larva. And these parasites then migrate from the gut through the lungs. They cause a pneumonitis, so you're coughed up, and they go back to the gut.
What's the result of that if it's not treated?
Well, you can get obstruction. You can see the size of them. They do tend to migrate, so they'll suddenly appear at the back of your throat. Or they can appear in all sorts of places that can cause appendicitis, pancreatitis. When you treat them, it's quite spectacular because they all come out at once.
What's the treatment for that?
Albendazole is a treatment for that. A single dose, and it works very well. It's a great tablet treatment. It can be given by high school teachers, and so school-based programs are being run to get rid of this parasite globally.
And is it, where would you find it? The worst regions you would find it?
All over the tropics. Obviously, everywhere around the sort of equator globally has a lot of this. But it's not just restricted to the tropics. It's found as far north as St. Petersburg in Russia.
Wow, so pretty scary, huh, when you think about it. You heard him describe that. To me, when I was hearing him saying that it works its way, can work its way all up the body, very scary to think of what happens with parasitic diseases and diagnosing it and being able to see it and watch it. And that's what he certainly has focused on. And by the way, thanks to St. George's in Grenada, because I can't say enough about, again, what I learned there. And Dr. McPherson was one of many people I had the chance to spend some time with. He's the founding director and VP of an agency called Windrift, Windward Islands Research and Education Foundation. It's so you know, it's a nonprofit, independent nonprofit that's there on campus, and their whole goal is to advance, you know, health and environmental development through research and education programs and that kind of stuff. Because with educating people, especially the poverty stricken, you know, obviously you can try to stamp out some of the things that are happening, some of the scary things that happen to people when they don't realize what's going on. And, you know, that goes further into the viruses, too, as well, which we'll be talking about throughout the rest of this month here on America Tonight. You can tell, obviously, and I paid attention to what everybody was saying, influenza is the one that I have to deal with, and probably some of you as well, because of what we've seen with the weather, where in my life, I go from one extreme to the other. Either it's hot, and then the next day, it's all of a sudden 40 degrees colder. And we've seen that this year in Texas. So influenza is obviously a very contagious thing, and you can be either mildly hit with it or severely hit by it. And I got to tell you, it's pretty nasty stuff, and I'm sure some of you have dipped into that pool, unfortunately, this season as well. And on the East Coast, boy, they just cannot, I said this already, but they cannot seem to get rid of snow when at the end of it, at the end of the season, and who knows when that's going to be at the rate we're going, how much snow do you think is going to be dumped on parts of the Midwest, let's say the upper Midwest and the Northeast? Who do you think in the war of my snow pile is bigger than yours, who do you think's going to win that battle? Hey, thanks for listening to America Tonight.
We got 3 hours left on this thing, and I can't drive and argue with you rubes all at the same time.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The patriots at UtopiaSilver.com hold this
is truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from utopiasilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit utopiasilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and talk to the patriots at utopiasilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. utopiasilver.com.